This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته InshaAllah, let us begin the day with the morning dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin nabiyya. Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Allahumma adqilna jannatak wajirna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. All praise due to Allah rabbil alamin for his guidance, for his mercy, for his forgiveness. We keep on asking Allah, we seek refuge with Him from all that is bad. That may come within ourselves or from outside, and all our wrongdoing. Remember that if Allah guides, none can misguide us. Meaning, guidance is from Allah. When you follow the guidance of Allah, nobody can misguide us. But if we choose not to follow the guidance, then no one can guide you anymore. Never imagine that you can be guided by people without following the guidance of Allah. No one can consider they are guided without going back to Allah's guidance. And that's why we keep on asking Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Only Allah's way is the best way. We may have our own way, we may have our own feeling, our friend, our environment also have their own way of looking at things, but we as a believer believe that the best guidance is the guidance from Allah Rabbul Alameen. It never changes because Allah is not here to entertain our feeling, no. He is not here to follow us, but He is here to guide us and bring us out, from darkness to light, from nafs to wahyu. That is the guidance of Allah Rabbul Alameen. And it's proven that those who follow the guidance of Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave them victory upon victory, success upon success. They have a lot of inner peace until they return back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. One important factor, brother and sister, when you come back to the new book, all the new book about the Arkanu Iman, written by Dr. Muhammad Jibali, remind us about what the Prophet ﷺ have been reminding his ummah. The beauty of all this book is started with Khutbatul Hajjah, and then it continues with few ayah that Allah Rabbul Alamin revealed as a reminder for the believers, to remind the believers how important for us to take care of our iman, and the best way to make sure that our iman is correct. Sometimes we learn, we thought that alhamdulillah, we feel that I have some knowledge, I have iman, but whether your iman is genuine, is okay or not, we don't really know. We don't really know until you follow the guidance. Give us all an example. Make sure that whatever we do is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah for Allah. The meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, just to remind us that whatever you do for His sake. Your intention must be very clear. La sharika la. And do not mix your intention for Allah with other intention, with other agenda. Then you have a problem in your intention. Where normally people will say, udang sebalik batu, there's a word. How you put it in English, udang sebalik batu? It don't sound nice. But anyhow, when you're doing everything purely for Allah, you find a lot of peace. You find a lot of peace, inshallah. And even you are doing for the sake of Allah, this Khutbatul Hajjah is to remind us, brother and sister, again, it never means as long as you are doing for the sake of Allah, you are free to do anything you like. No. Whatever you want to do also, try your level best to seek the guidance of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Because his way is the best way. Who said that? Allah said so. Allah himself said that the Prophet is the best example. But very weird and very strange for a lot of people today, Allah just want us to follow, number one man. We fail to follow that man. But we love to follow so many other people. Sometimes this, sometimes that. We entertain, we forget to entertain the saying of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. We entertain a lot of YouTube, Facebook, We forget to entertain the saying of Allah's Prophet ﷺ. And that's why if you go to Prelude, the beginning of this book again, Funeral, this is our book, we end our book on the sickness. We know that after sickness, then it's time to go. Even you get well, you have to go back also. Because sickness actually is just a signal to tell us we are not perfect. We are no God. One day you're okay, next day you're not okay. Being human, that's why we are different. Death is yaqeen. Death is yaqeen. Allah used the term in Surah Al-Kahfi or Surah Ar-Ra'd. Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Allah used the word sometime in the Quran, very strange. He used the word, worship, be obedient to your Lord, to Allah, until yaqeen comes to you. Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Why Allah used this word yaqeen? Yaqeen means certain. You are sure to end your life. It's not maybe, maybe not. No. There's no maybe. Death has no maybe. Whether you are Muslim or not Muslim, everybody know death is true. Death is something that nobody can avoid. And that's why when you look at the first prelude, after the sermon which the Prophet chose to remind his ummah, this great nation, the importance of being grateful and being thankful to Allah, and seek His forgiveness, guidance, seek His protection from all the evils within ourselves and our wrongdoing, and don't forget that the guidance belongs to Him. Yes? Then make sure that your shahada is very clear, and also that your submission to the teaching of Prophet is also very clear. That you know that nobody is closer to Allah than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, the Prophet is the best model example. But brothers and sisters, again, we have been learning, but all of us will be tested again. One important thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah is not to have bad thoughts. Su'izzan is very, very destructive, number one. Number two, when things happen, whatever happened, you are sick, somebody that you love pass away, don't respond with your feeling, respond with patience, sabar. Yeah. And that's why you know why Allah said, if any musibah befall on us, what do we say first? What is the thing that we have to say? Inna lillah. So, that is a very important reminder, to remind us, who are we to feel bad when life don't belong to us? Our owner, Allah, the owner, Malik, want to take us back. How can we feel bad? We should be happy. But of course, we feel bad, sad, when we know that the ending of that person is not good. Of course, we feel bad. Yeah. But if the ending is good, Allahu Akbar. What we have to say is good about that person. When you 40 person talk good about that soul, the angel will bring this prayer up, present it to Allah, and Allah will bless the soul. You can do so much for the death, but we overlook. Yeah? We forget about what we should do as a believer. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah to remind all his ummah with the reminder of Allah until today. And all the imam never fail and never feel bored to recite this ayah every Jumaat. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. I've been going back through this kind of book. Yeah? This is maybe the fourth or the fifth. Yeah? But we are going back again to understand the Khutbatul Hajar. Why it's so important. And also why this ayah, O you who believe, be faithful to Allah, you know, with right faith. Haqqa tuqatihi means something that not just how you feel, but follow the guidance. And make sure that none of us die except we have prepared. And that's why in the Quran, Allah said again in Surah Hashar, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. O you who believe in Allah, look into yourself. Not look into other people. Get busy with yourself. Don't get busy with others. Get busy there and look into yourself. What have you prepared for your tomorrow? It's not in this book. I just quote. Yeah, Surah Hashar. Surah Hansar also have a lot of reminder about Allah's attribute. Yeah? After that few ayah that I just mentioned, then Allah will say, Allahu la ilaha illa hu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. Allahu la malikul quddusus salamul mu'minul muhaiminul muhaim. All these attributes of Allah. Now, why Allah is telling us, look into yourself? Because normally we are very busy in looking at others, looking at our spouses sometimes, looking at our children's affairs. I know the more things we have, the more you have to look at many things. The last thing, alhamdulillah. So Allah wants us to be busy looking inward, so that we have time to correct ourselves, to improve ourselves, inshallah. And then the other ayah talk about in the next page, Allah talk about, oh you. Now, first Allah talk about people who believe. The second ayah that is always been recited by our Prophet and the companion and the great four Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Hanbali is Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum allazi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. All this ayah is so beautiful to remind us, O people, earlier, O believer, talking about all the believer. Now Allah is telling the believer again that Allah is not our God only. He belongs to everybody. So Allah is saying, O people, remind us as believer that we must engage ourselves with everybody. That is how Islam spread. We cannot just get busy among ourselves and then there's no more da'wah. Da'wah is dead because why? The Muslims are very busy among themselves. Argue unnecessary. Waste a lot of time that they can get close to other people and bring Islam to them. Show them what you have learned, all the good things that you have with you. Share it with them. We fail to do that. I think if we were look into that angle, there's a lot of goodness, satisfaction. Because the not yet Muslim may also have a lot of things to ask us. But they won't ask you when you are not close to them. If you are not very friendly with them, they are shy to ask you. They think this is very sensitive. So you must bring Islam to the people. Why? Because Allah is telling us, why can't you bring Islam to them? If I will ask you, sisters and brothers, majority of the sister here, do we manage to bring Islam to our not yet Muslim friend? Is that easy to talk about Islam to them than to talk about Islam within ourselves? Which one is easier? Ourself is easier than you get one message, you can group message, but you don't send outside. You can't send outside. You make people get confused. You see, you just can't. Now, one of the reasons that stop us from getting close to them, because we forget that we all came from one father and one mother. Your family members, I think it's easy for you to get close. You must have that feeling they are also part of our family. You must have that feeling. And that's how Islam spread in the time of the Prophet in 23 years. Everybody in Makkah, in Medina, they know what is Islam. Not because of the media, because of the Muslim. And because the Muslim showed them the best of character, everybody respond. We fail. The media is reaching out and the media is corrupting and making more confusion. Allahu Akbar. Until today, I'm not saying that confusion only attack the lay person. These are intellectual people. People of knowledge. People of high ranking. But when come to religion, they themselves are confused. Now, how do you think about the public, the layman? They get more confused. That's why Allah is telling us that be faithful to Allah who has created you from a single soul. Then we are all from one. And from that man, Adam, Allah created Eve. Eve is not created separately, meaning by herself. Adam was created with the will of Allah, with the hand of Allah. Allah used the word hand, biyadit. Then Eve was created from Adam. And dispersed from both of them, many men and women. That's why we are here. We are all children of Adam and Eve. Then Allah remind us, be faithful to Allah through whom you demand things from one another. No. Normally when you ask things from somebody and the person respond, you feel good. No. But we have been demanding from Allah, you know, from the day we were alive, and we still ignore His commandment. And Allah wants us to cherish the ties, the family wounds. Now this is also very, what is the family? Who is the family that Allah is talking about now? The Ummah. Everybody is our family. I use this term when I talk to the people who are not yet Muslim. Are you not yet Muslim? I use brothers, sisters. Sometimes Muslims are very upset with me. How can you call the not yet Muslim your brothers? Well, brother in humanity. They look at this point. Yeah, I look from what Allah said. Yeah, Allah did mention innamal mu'minuna ikhwah. The believer, they are family, brothers and sisters. This is because we are going to be together until the hereafter. When we are believers, our relationship continue not only here, it won't end here. It will continue even the next life. That is the difference. Where those who choose not to believe, then our relationship will end here. It never means that you treat them as enemy until when they treat you as enemies. Then you have no choice. Because Allah allowed you now at that point of time. Even they treat you as enemy, hostile to you, then you have the right to protect yourself. That is when you have to draw a line. But we do not start that. They will start, not we. In the Islamic history, we never start to draw that line. They are the one who start to draw it and then give us no choice. And then Allah reveal another ayah. When this thing happen, then lakum dinukum baliyadeh. You see, the ayah, the Quran is a guidance. Everything there is an answer, but we cannot link, we forget to relate this ayah with this environment, we forgot. Muslims are very tolerant people, for those who understand. But we become intolerant. Not only with the not yet Muslim, even among Muslims we become very mean. No mercy. That is weird, the character that we have developed. Yeah? That is not from the teaching of Islam and also from our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And Allah end with إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah is ever watchful over you. And until today, we don't believe in that, really, actually. That's why we do a lot of bad things. Yeah? Because we forget that Allah monitors us. Hmm? We like to monitor others. Yeah? We like to monitor, but we forget Allah also is monitoring us. Now, it's very good for us to monitor our children, yes. So that we are a few steps ahead of them, because we don't allow them to lie and cheat us. One You show your weakness, they can lie to you, they can cheat you, and you buy their story. They feel great. So you must be few steps ahead. InshaAllah. May Allah help us to have this wisdom, brothers and sisters. Then the other ayah, Allah remind us, O you who believe, Ya yuhallazina amun taqullah. You see, all these ayah have that command, ittaqillah, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. Means be faithful, be obedient to Allah, and say just words. And this is also very important for believers, people of knowledge. We like to talk, we like to say things, but make sure whatever you say is true. And what is true? What is true? What is the truth? What we feel is true, we don't know. That's why in the hadith later on, the Prophet said, Khairul hadith kitabullah. All this. Another saying, Khairul kalam kalamullah. The best speech, the best word that never been corrupted, changed, omitted, is the word of Allah. So Allah is guiding us again. Allah who created all of us, He knows we like to talk. And He never said, don't talk. But He commanded Zakaria not to talk. Because Zakaria, he is an old man now, and the wife also very old. But suddenly, he never gave up a prayer to ask Allah for an offspring. Now, how did Zakaria came out with this feeling? You remember the story? You remember the story? What made Zakaria start to make dua to Allah? Yeah? About what happened to Maryam? What happened to Maryam? Not only that, not also that. Anybody remember? That is how the dialogue. The food, provision, risky. Because the caretaker of Maryam is Zakaria. So Zakaria is there to make sure that he will bring food to Maryam. Nobody is allowed to go to Maryam except Zakaria. He took up that amanah. And then once he went there, he saw a strange thing happen. That there is food in front of Maryam. And difference is the food is so unique. When summertime, it's a winter fruit. Wintertime, summer fruit. Now this makes Zakaria start to think. Of course, being human in the beginning, what is going on? Somebody is, is visiting Maryam. Then he asked Maryam, how can? Maryam said, Bismillah, is from Allah. Allah the Razzaq, the provider. He gave whomever He like. To us it's not possible. To Allah it's nothing impossible. Allahu Akbar. You just have to ask. I have been asking. That triggered Zakaria. Wow. Because being human after a certain age, what to ask anymore? Nothing to ask lah. Sudahlah. We accept the facts. Too late already. Then Zakaria start to ask. And then suddenly, the revelation came that yes, I'm going to give you a good news. You are going to have a child. And not only I'm going to give you a good news on the coming offspring, I name the name of the child for you, Yahya. So what did Zakaria ask Allah? Remember that story? Alhamdulillah. Sign. Been old age. Give some sign. It's not sign to get gaji, not signs. No. Give me some signal. The sign, don't ever talk to anybody for 3 days. Oh, it's not easy, you know. Why? Oh, so simple. It's not simple not to talk. Because being human, we love to talk. You can fast from food, from drink, but fasting from talking is very difficult. Don't think it's easy, you know. Anyhow, Allah know that we love to talk. And He did not stop us from talking. Only He remind us, if you want to say anything, you want to speak, you want to talk, make sure that what you say is true. That's all. Not, I think, I feel, no, I hear, keep it to yourself. You must be sure. Then your word means a lot. That's why the Prophet gave us another reminder. He said that, "Man kana yu'min billah yawm al-akhir falyaqul khairan aw liyasmut." I don't know if I share this hadith with our Umrah group or not. Yeah? I think I did share. Yeah? Whoever believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, you want to speak, you want to say anything, make sure what you say is true. Not my feeling. Yeah. No, no. Zon is very dangerous. Yeah? Why Allah is telling us this? To guide us. You want to talk, I am guiding you how to talk. No problem. So that people honor our words. Whenever we say something, people know that we are not just, you know, picking things here and there. We really know what we are talking about. By doing that, Allah said He will then rectify your deed. Yuslih lakum a'malan. You see, when you are telling the truth, you only speak what is right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to you and help you. Yeah, to rectify your mistake. Because you are a truthful person. And forgive your sins. We do have sins, brothers and sisters. Do we have sins? Yes. Every single day we have sins here and there. But Allah is there to forgive all of us. And he who obeys Allah, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهِ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Who obey Allah and the teaching of His Messenger has certainly achieved a great victory. فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. You are sure to be successful. Even some people say, hey, don't be so honest. Nah. You cannot survive, you know. This world is so corrupted. Sikit-sikit, okay lah. No. I will try my best not to sikit-sikit. Why must you entertain this word? The whisper will come to you. These few ayat that Prophet Muhammad chose, and also was recited by all the great khalifa when they are leaders addressing their people. MashaAllah. The leaders of the believer from before, they have this quality. When they talk, they never use their own word always. They remind people with the reminder of Allah. You remember those who attend my Sunday class, the ayah that I shared with you about, that Allah has chosen the Prophet as leaders. Of course, the Prophet are leaders to the Ummah. Then all of us can be a leader again. But Allah is telling us that the Prophet become a leader, and his duty is to do what? To guide the Ummah. With what the Prophet was sent with to guide the Ummah? With the book. With the commandment of Allah, with wahyu. Today is very hard for you to listen or hear a leader when he talk. He used the guidance of Allah. Where all prophets will never put their word, they will say, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said. If I say I may be wrong, but Allah cannot go wrong. I'm calling everyone to obey Allah. Not obey me, obey Allah first. Because no one can really guide the Ummah without going back to Allah's guidance. But today, very sad. Muslim leaders, wherever you go, when they talk, you never heard that they are reminding the people, the nation, with all this beautiful kalam. Then they continue. The Prophet normally will say, Amma ba'du. Meaning after that. After the verses of Allah, what Allah said, then you have to entertain the saying of the Prophet. Yeah, that is the adab. Inna khairul hadith kitabullah. There are some hadith say khairul kalam kalam Allah, ahsanu kalam, also the same but have the same meaning. The best speech is Allah's speech, is Allah's word. Do you think it's wise to use the best word? That is the best. The best guidance is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's guidance. And the worst matter in creed or worship, meaning anything to do with belief, aqidah, or ibadah mahda, worshipping, zikir, are those innovated by the people. The worst matter, because the pure teaching of Islam that Allah have revealed and that was taught by Prophet Muhammad SAW, for 3 centuries it was protected. After that, the Prophet had alerted all of us from his time, be careful. Because people is going to come up with a lot of innovation. Can you imagine, brother and sister, we are so blessed. Prophet have warned us 1,500 years ago. So don't say that nobody informed me. Why did the Prophet say that? Because Allah gave him the knowledge, the wisdom, the hikmah, that this is going to happen. See how blessed we are. We have been guided from then. So stay away. Be careful. And until today, we are not careful enough. And when the Prophet talk about this innovation, he make it very wa kulla muhdatin bid'ah. Every innovated matter is prohibited. And every bid'ah is an act of misguidance leading those who start it into hellfire. See how dangerous these innovating things. But to us, can you imagine, brother, today we are still promoting innovation. But we agreed. We want all of you to remember this. We agreed that anything with the worldly affairs, you are welcome to innovate. If not, there's no more camera, no more mic, no more car. You have to walk here, or you have to ride a camel to come for Sunday class or Wednesday class. Very tough. But alhamdulillah,
Dunya, why we say that, it's not that we create this kind of idea. We didn't create our own idea about worldly things you are like, because the Prophet himself said that about dunya, antum a'lamu bi umri dunyakum. Any worldly matter, you know better than me. I don't want to get involved. It's like today, you ask your old man or our grandfather who's still alive, Father, you give them a very special gift, Father Days or Mother Days. No. I was talking to my sister last few days. She says her phone seems to have problem. I think it's time for me to ask my children for a new phone. So the children said, wait until Mother's Day. I said to her, tell your children, you know, Mother's Day is every day. It's not only one day. The mother is there to care for you every day. The mother don't just feed you once in a year. Every day the mother is there to comfort the children, to feed, to dress, to wash. And when you want something from the children, wait for Mother's Day. No. That means they don't understand. May Allah give them the right understanding. We also forgot. So when you want to give such, now you want to alert your grandfather, give them iPhone 7. The latest one. What can iPhone 7 help your grandparent? You want to PlayStation with that? You want to help them. Because it's a technology that they are not exposed to. We who are exposed to until now, we are so very ignorant until today. You let the children, your grandchildren come, he go into another area. But anyhow, anything of dunya, the Prophet said, you know better. Of course, the grandfather also got to admit, grandson, come, teach akong. Then the grandson feel great. No, I'm teaching my grandfather. alhamdulillah. Dunya, no problem. We agreed upon. So if people ask, how about bid'ah duniawi? Alhamdulillah, something good. But about the aqidah, ibadah, mahdah, no one can say that. It's not perfect yet. We need somebody to perfect it now. It's not complete yet. You need somebody to show you, to add a bit here, to alter here, minus, just no need. It's ready made. Tailored made already, alhamdulillah. Just pakai it. So simple, itu pun tak puas hati lagi. This is the work of the Satan. To give you that confidence, okay, good intention, what's wrong? Good intention, you can do anything. No. Building a mosque, is that a good intention? Yes. Can you imagine the Quran talk about two types of masjid? Masjid taqwa and masjid tirah. To show you, see, masjid, nobody can say masjid is bad, but Allah tells us there are masjid that is darar. And to the extent that Allah is telling the believer, don't ever enter that type of masjid. Don't perform any prayer. La takum fihi abada, forever. Can you imagine, brother and sister, how we value things and how Allah is telling us? Don't think as long as I build a masjid is good. No. Back to the intention. What do you want from that masjid? To protect the religion or to destroy and divide the people? You must ask. And sometimes masjid is not here to unite the ummah. Is going to divide the ummah. But one thing that I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, inshallah, we have a mission
after knowing what Allah wants us to do, we have a mission. And the mission is very clear stated in Surah Ali Imran, verses 104. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةِ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْقِيرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوْ يَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ مُنْقَرُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ مُفْلِحُونَ. I don't feel bored to remind all the brothers and sisters again and again about the beginning of this book. And because we need to be reminded so we know how to link the ayah with what we are facing every day. Our goal in our works is propagating the true da'wah and derived from Allah, that derived from Allah's book and His messenger. We are responsible to share the truth, to convey the truth to others. And the truth is what Allah said in His book, the Quran, and what the Prophet said about Islam. Not based on our way, but the way of Allah. And that's why Allah said, let there arise from you a group of people inviting to the good and joining the right and forbidding the wrong. Now this ayah have double meaning. One meaning, the first one, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, inviting to good, then enjoining the right, ma'ruf. What is the difference between good and ma'ruf? Good here is what Islam say is good. You cannot say other than Islam is good. No, what Islam say is good, that is good. Then when they accept Islam, then you teach them to do what Islam want them to do. Then you teach them how to clean themselves, minor, major ablution, how to dry cleaning, tayammum, how to perform their prayer, and that is ma'ruf. And then munkar, remind them what is the greatest munkar is shirk. By doing that, brothers and sisters, even you don't manage to change one person, you fail to even bring one friend of yours who are not yet Muslim to Islam, even you fail, but Allah said you will be successful. Because the one who gives hidayah is not you and me, is Allah. Our duty is to bring our product to them. They want to buy it, alhamdulillah. They don't want to buy, we cannot force. La iqra fitin. But at least you have shared with them in the day of judgment. If Allah asks, have you conveyed? We can say, Qad balaqtu, ya Allah. Like our Prophet before he passed away, he was talking to his Ummah and he asked them, after conveying the message of Allah, he asked them, Hal balaq? Have I conveyed the message to all of you? And the witnesses among the companion, Qad balaqtu, ya Rasulullah. And then he said, Allahumma shahad, O Allah, you are the witness that I have conveyed all the ayah that you revealed to me. Have we conveyed the message of Allah to others? How many ayah you have memorized? Is the Fatiha you memorized? Of course. Have you shared this Fatiha with other people? Just the first ayah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know Allah is the Lord of the world. Not only mine, it's also for you, brother. It's also you, sister. Is that easy, brother and sister? Is that easy? Now might we continue first. The da'wah has two fundamental aspects. A, tasfiyah. Second, tarbiyah. Always remember this term. It's very important. Tasfiyah here is nothing to do with telling them hukum hakam. No, no, no. Don't talk about cutting here, cutting there. No, no, no. No cutting yet. Yeah. Just reinforce the value. Yeah. Cleansing and purifying the Islamic belief and practices is called tasfiyah.
If anybody asks you, hey, how do we approach the people? What are we going to discuss? Tasfiyah. Use this term. If people don't understand yet, no mind. Slowly make them understand. Tasfiyah. Purifying. Clean all the thing that we have been believing that is so wrong. Make them see. The right belief. Tarbiyah, guiding and educating the people according to the pure teaching of Islam. What Allah said, what Prophet Muhammad said, that's all. Now after people have responded to the call, he can accept Islam, you just leave them. Like our children, after, brother and sister, do you know that the Prophet said, it is our response as parents, if you want to know whether you are a responsible parent or not, by age 7, the Prophet has said, you must command your children to pray. You must remind them from age 7 to age what? 10. No reinforcement, but just to remind them, wake them up. Wake up. Morning prayer. You know children is children. They pray beside you, they will drop. Yeah. For the morning prayer, they can drop very easily. They will sleep. If you sit, yeah, you must stand very close, south to south. You can see they are moving. They are going to another world already. But don't worry. Don't go and pinch them and slap them. They will cry. No, don't do that. That just to train them, expose them. Time for you to pray. Then go and sleep again. But they will sleep before finish of the prayer. Especially tahiyat. Easy for the visit. He's down already. No, you're making tahiyat. He's going down. Boom, he's down. Don't get angry. Don't wake them up. Pray now again. No. Just train them. Can you imagine? They have no sin. If they don't pray, they don't commit a sin because they don't reach the age of baligh. But how can we commit a sin? Because we commit a sin because that is your responsibility to make sure you remind them from age 7. When my grandson came overnight here, sometimes before Azan, he come and knock at my door. When I open my door, oh, this is my grandson. I was so happy to see. We should have great wake them up, but they wake up early. They can knock door. Oh, mashallah. Yeah. But you have some children until today, they are 20, 30 years old. You never seen them come and knock at your door. You have to knock at them. Allahu Akbar. So remind them, please wake me up tomorrow, see it work or not. But alhamdulillah, they are so patient. Keep on knocking at their door. Don't give up. Sudahlah, now he's 30 years. He carry his own sin. No. Because you are living in the same house. I remember when I was in Sydney, that was in the 80s. I went to a Pakistani family home, huge, it's like a villa, you know. They have a big compound, they have about more than 8 rooms. Because they have big family, and all the family members will come home once in a week. Those who are married, they must come home, family reunion. And the beautiful part is, in the master bedroom where the parents live, the father always called Azan. And they have put all the speaker in every room. Allahu Akbar. There's no way for them to say, I don't hear the azan. He have fixed it in that manner. Allahu Akbar. He called azan, everybody hear the call, and everybody respond. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alham. I was blessed enough to visit this place because they want to have a lot of discussion with us. And the beauty part is all the in-laws, they're coming home once in a week and they have duties. It's like they said, you know. They said everybody have a responsibility, you know? And we also have a duty towards, our wife. And why we have a duty towards our wife? People ask us. Why we must have a duty towards our wife? Our wife is not small kid, you know. They are adult now. Why? What would be your reason, sister? Why must the husband have duties to their wife? Do you like the answer? We will do it later on, inshallah. I give you a quick one. But in the same time, I remind you, inshallah, the every year, the beginning of the year, Al-Qadim to remind a lot of our good sister and brother about our LOU, letter of undertaking. That means to support our activities by contributing ringgit for the beginning of the year. Whoever been doing that, you're welcome to carry on all the good deeds, so that whatever we do, you will be in the share, inshallah. You have a share, right? Now, why that the husband have a duty to the wife? Because that is the response of the husband. Because the wife is not duty free. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, the all-knowing, the creator, all-seeing, the provider, indicate that this was the Prophet's message. All the Prophet was sent with the same message. وَالَّذِي يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ in Surah Jum'ah. It is He, Allah, who has sent among the unlettered a messenger from themselves, reciting to them His ayah. Not your words, not any word from any scholar, the word of Allah that can purify them. The word of Allah is sure to purify us. It's not my word. My word, I may have different agenda, but it's Allah's word. Allah don't need anything from us. He just want to give and give. He just want you to respond to His word. If Allah said, contribute whatever I have given you, why He want you to contribute? Do He need our financial support? He don't need anything from us. Why He want you to give? Why? Because He want to give you a better reward. And Allah said, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ بِشَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. You spend something for my cause, I repay back you. I will give it back more than that. Because He want to give us more, He just want to see whether we are ready to give or not. The little you give, قُلِّ حَسَنَا أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Every good deed, your reward will be 10 times. Allahu Akbar. He sent among the unlettered a messenger from themselves. Now, when you say unlettered, you don't think that these are ignorant people, no. It's just that they are not exposed to the verses of Allah. They are exposed to many other things, but not with the verses of Allah. Teaching them the book, the Quran,
Now the last thing that I'd like to share, and hikmah. What is hikmah here? Wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the sunnah. Although they were before in clear division, before this occurred, we are all unguided. We don't know what to follow, who to hear, to listen to. We are confused. But when people quote the book of Allah and how the Prophet explained what Allah said, alhamdulillah, just follow. Now I want to share with you some example. Hikmah, you don't learn from book, no. You learn from experience. The companion have so much hikmah because the companion keep on following the Prophet ﷺ. Whatever the Prophet said, they listen carefully. Whatever the Prophet is doing, they observe it and then they follow. That is where wisdom comes in. That's why the action of the companion was so perfect. Because they followed the most perfected man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the blessing of Allah is always there. I just share with you just one, the difference between knowledge and wisdom. I met some young imams who is known for the Imam Muda's program. Alhamdulillah, I don't recognize them actually, but some of them, alhamdulillah, recognize us, approach us, salam, sit down and talk. They like to, they have been following our program through our YouTube, alhamdulillah. Then I asked them, did you all manage to reach out to the not yet Muslim at any time? Well, you all, alhamdulillah, now been promoted to the TV program. You are well versed. You have the basic. They say, not really. We don't. Of course, they don't have the skill. They don't know how to reach out to them. But they have some friend who are not yet Muslim, who are close to them. And then there was one, they have a discussion that this friend of them said, no, I have no problem in accepting Islam. No problem. But I just want to ask all of you that I just cannot abandon PIG. I love them. So among them was discussing, then one who are more learned among them said, no, it's okay. Don't worry about that. Okay. You want to eat, you eat. But you can be a Muslim. You can be a Muslim and you can keep on eating. Is that okay? Now what they think, it makes some sense. What is more important is iman, to accept Islam. This is not important yet. You have a lot of people who drink what? No problem. No, they have their some exposure. I said, what you all was telling this brother, it makes some sense. But for you to give the green light, there's no wisdom. You may have knowledge, but no wisdom. What would be the wisdom? The important thing you cannot say, can eat. You cannot say that word. Because now you say can eat, after 10 years, if he's still eating, and you say now you can, you told me can eat. Why you keep wanting, you lie to me? So you are trying to cheat me now. You told me last time, and
If he is eating with the other friend will be shocked. Hey, you are Muslim and then why are you eating? Hey, the imam said can eat. Correct. The best thing for you to ask him again, can you accept Allah as your God? He said, no problem, good. Can you accept Prophet Muhammad as a messenger of Allah? Good. Now I want to ask you about the PIG. We will talk about that later on. That's how you say. You don't say yes. You just don't entertain that part first. We'll talk about that. First, I want you to accept this. But I'm not going to give you the green light. You can. Like, give you another example. Allah said, "Innama harma alaykumul maytata wa damma wa lahmal khinzir." Now we're going to other part, even talk about funeral. We didn't start yet. This is just a muqaddimah. Eh? What did Allah is telling us? I forbid you maytata, dead meat, and dam, blood, and khinzir, P-I-G. And yeah, what is that? The last one is any animal, even is halal, but was not slaughtered for the sake of Allah. فَمَنِتُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ. Now Allah said, if you are forced, necessity comes in. What did Allah say? What did Allah say? فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. This is where you must have the wisdom. You cannot say halal. Who give you the right to change the hukum of haram to halal? If Allah said it's halal, then you said halal, correct. But Allah never even used that term halal. Okay. Even the word okay, Allah never said. Allah used the term fala isma alay. What is that? At that point of time, if you commit the same thing, no sin upon you. That's all. Allah never said halal. Neither is he okay. The law still stays, but that point of time is not recorded as a sin. Fala isma alay. So don't misquote and mispresent the hukum. There is hikmah. And this you don't learn from book, of course. So I share this with the young imam. Say, when you feel that you know a lot, you are promoted, famous now, you overconfident, that will destroy all of you. Hikmah will come from the elders. The elders have this hikmah. Our parents have extra hikmah than that, because they are exposed to a lot of things that we are not exposed to. All the companions have great hikmah because they learn from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is facing the community, who is the people that the Prophet was talking to is not Muslim yet. 99% people the Prophet is engaging is a disbeliever, mushrikeen. To his family, alhamdulillah, but other than that, zero. But see the wisdom of the Prophet and the wisdom of Allah's guidance, that 10, 13 years in Mecca, Allah did not reveal halal and haram, yeah, in detail. Iman, akhlaq, iman, adab, discipline, be good, be kind, be helpful, respect the elders, love the young, everything that nobody can say, I disagree. When we come to halal haram, then people start to feel, oh, we have been doing this, suddenly you said no. But when they have the iman, the adab, all the good values, then when Allah said no, it's easy for you to just obey. Because you know, Allah knows this is not good for me. Because of the iman. Today we can say to our children, haram, haram. They can just listen. Immediately outside they go and they'll do the haram thing. Why? Because they don't have the value. They don't understand yet. I just listened yesterday, saw a presentation. Very interesting. People are talking about in the mosque. Maybe you have followed. If you eat, there is haram ikan masin and halal ikan masin. Have you ever heard that, seen this theory? I was thinking, what haram ikan masin? If you have the ikan masin, normally orang kampung-kampung will prepare some ikan masin. And it's not from ikan bilis. And they did not wash and take away through the inner part of the fish. They just get it fresh and then soak it with salt. After some time, they dry it. That is haram. Ikan bilis is okay. Why? Ikan bilis also have najis word. Because they say the najis inside the fish is not been thrown, taken away. You pram pram and all the najis get into the fish. Plus garam. Plus the shit. Tastes good. Why they say that? Sometimes we forget that the najis of human is very different from najis from other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet have said that Allah make anything in the sea halal. The inner organ also halal. But it's good to clean what you want to clean. But to say this, you know the urine of the camel is medicine, but none of us want to drink. The last visit we went for Umrah, they are selling in the bottle. What is this? You know, ubat, ubat, dawa. Thank you, Alhamdulillah. Neither we say not, but it's just we are not used to it. So you don't force yourself. If you force yourself, you get more sick. No. Because the body is not responding. Anyhow, we talk about iman, adab. That is the way of the Prophet. The wisdom, because people are not ready yet for other things. The same go to reverts when they talk to you. Don't talk about them. The same every day people is asking me, Ustaz, last night people calling me until 11 something from other state. You know, these young people are talking about Shia. Shia is wrong. How wrong are they? Why we go against them? And so I said, nobody go against anybody. If possible, you don't have to entertain what they are going to ask you. You ask them back. Do you know what is the difference between their belief and our belief? Ask them. If they don't know, you can share with them. If they know, then you just can ask them. Do you know when they make shahada, they have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa ashhadu anna Ali waliyullah. And then later on, they have to curse Abu Bakar, Umar, and curse Aisha. Make them understand first. Do you think we have all the right to curse the most beloved people, the Prophet Muhammad SAW? In the coming ayah later on, not today, you will see what Allah said about these people. Now, if these people today dare to curse the most beloved Sahaba to the Prophet, Abu Bakr, who the Prophet said if his iman is being put on another way, the rest another scale, no, his iman is heavier. And we are cursing this man. And the Prophet said Abu Bakr is in Jannah, and we curse him. I don't know, you must think for yourself. Can you accept that? Did we curse any of the companions? Did we curse Ali? They love Ali, we love Ali. They love Hussein, we love Hussein. They love Hassan, we love Hassan. They love Fatima, we love Fatima. We never abuse or talk bad about all the good people. You must make them think just that. Don't prolong the discussion. There's no benefit. So may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters, to have the right understanding. And when you want to talk about Islam to people who are beginning to learn about Islam, don't go so detailed about the other matter. Just focus on tasfiyah and the tarbiyah. InshaAllah, may Allah guide us all. That's all I'd like to share with you today. And then we will continue the others, inshaAllah, in the coming class. Any question from the sisters? Masjid Dirar. Masjid Dirar. In Surah Taubah you have. There are some who said the angel Gabriel make a mistake. Actually Allah want the angel to send the wahyu to Ali. But he made a mistake because Ali was young and he passed it to Muhammad. Now, common sense will let you think that who are we to even say angel Gabriel make a mistake? We never even think that we make more mistakes. Don't you think that your leader or your scholar making a make mistake by saying angel make mistake? It's like, you know, the Sunday class we have a good brother was asking me to talk about Muhammad Abdul Wahab. You know? I was saying to them, number one, to talk bad about those who have passed away is forbidden. Unless the person that Allah talk about them, Abu Lahab, Fir'aun. And you know that that person is a Muslim, a scholar, and he has passed away. To gossip about these people, actually, you are just passing your good deeds to him. Now, they want to say how wrong he is. They forget how right he is. Now the people today never want in his book he curse any companion. He curse the family of the Prophet. No. Now you have the people who are still alive openly cursing the companion, the family of the Prophet, and you say nothing to them. You still feel that they are right. And this man who protect the teaching of the Prophet and you say he's so wrong. I just don't understand how you value things. Show me that in his book he cursed any of these companions. Now I can prove to you today that these people who hate the Ahli Sunnah, they are cursing the companions. And you don't feel anything. I feel very weird. You got that? You are asking me something, I just respond and add some. Yeah? Clear about that just now? Yeah? Yeah, about the masjid. In Surah Tawbah, you can get that. Very interesting ayah. Talking about what kind of masjid that you have the right to go in and perform your prayer. Can you imagine Allah is talking about something that is so sacred to us, masjid. But Allah is telling us, there are masjid, you are not allowed. La taqum fihi abada. Don't ever enter and perform even one prayer in that kind of masjid. Masjid dirar. That's why when you go and visit in Medina, if you visit Masjid Quba, Masjid Taqwa was referring to Masjid Quba. Yeah? And the Masjid Dirar is not far from there. It's not far from there. And the Prophet was not aware of that too. Mosque, masjid is masjid. The Prophet will not judge the intention that which he do not know. What is in the heart of these people. But Allah is there to guide him. He was supposed to go and officially officiate the opening of the new masjid. Then Allah revealed that ayah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, because it started there. That is a reminder to tell us, don't look at the outlook only, if you know. Just share with you the last thing. People may ask us, if I know that this person is a real hypocrite, in front of people he say, I'm Muslim, but behind he was talking to me, I don't believe in all these things. I just want to please my friend, my family, that's all, I don't believe. He passed away. What should you do? You can't participate in praying. When you know. If you do not know, then it's okay. That's why when the Prophet whispered to Huzaifah, name of the hypocrites, he never mentioned to a lot of the companions, only to that man. So when the Prophet passed away, in the time of the Prophet, some companion realized that when the Prophet do not attend that funeral, Huzaifah will not come. But those who do not know, they go and perform the prayer. Neither the Prophet say anything. In the time of Omar, when he became a Khalifa, he knew Huzaifah, remember who is the Munafiq. If somebody passed away, normally all Muslims will participate in the funeral prayer. So when Huzaifah is there and he did not perform and participate, Omar will also exclude himself. Those who know, you cannot lie to Allah. You cannot be a false witness. Those who do not know, leave it to Allah Rabbul Alamin. It's not a business because it's difficult. Very difficult to do. What are you telling? How can you judge him like that? You create more fitna. Think that you know and you were praying very hard that he will change. You know, because it can be an issue. But neither he want to open himself to others, to only to those who we are trying to talk about Islam, he tell us, don't talk to me about this. Nonsense. You don't have, because at that point if you want to say this and say that, very difficult. Now IC said he's a Muslim. They have washed everything according to Islam. The mosque have been informed about the prayer. Kubur is ready. What are you going to tell the people? There will be more fitna. You just stay away. That's all. The best thing you can do. Last week.